super late.
So I'll take you not done Christmas shopping.
I haven't done Christmas shopping. And none? I was just saying none. And I was just saying how it happens every year. Like, I don't understand why I can't just do the Christmas shopping and be done with it. But every year, it's like the day before Christmas, and I'm like, I still need another gift.
Do you know what you're getting for people?
Luckily, I only have to get two gifts for two different people. So, like, it's not a big deal. Because we do, our immediate family does a Secret Santa, and then my extended family does a Secret Santa and a raffle. The raffle can be, like, anything. So then I really just have two gifts to get. But I was just saying to Jen, it's like, it's a little more pressure to get like a really good gift because like you're the person giving them a gift. It's their only gift.
Of the year.
So.
So you're going to Braintree after.
So yeah, I'll probably stop at Target and hopefully, Target's just like a one stop shop. So see what I get there, and then South Shore Plaza and Braintree's open until like 11.
Yeah,
so.
I have to go to Crate and Barrel. And Kingham, which will be fun later.
Oh, Derby Street's gonna be.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know why. Every year, just go last weekend. Like it's that easy. Like just go last weekend. But
I was proud of myself. I actually started gift wrapping last night.
I finished my wrapping last night. Said I just like chucked everything under the tree. I was like, this is too good to be true. I can't be done.
More gifts to get. So I was like,
yeah.
Luckily, like everything else is wrapped.
I'll think of something.
How about you? You done yet?
I finished my wrapping last night. It was just, I was like, I'm forgetting something.
Yeah, it's too good to be true.
I was like, I'm forgetting something.
Now, you come from a big family. Do you have to buy a gift for, like, every single person?
So, I mean, I enjoy, like, I mean, the six of us all, like, buy for each other, but that's it, though. Like, that's the only thing we have to do. Me and my boyfriend, we are doing, instead of doing, like, gifts, we just pick somewhere, like, to travel. So we haven't done that, but we'll do that eventually.
That's nice.
Just because, like, no pressure, like, why bother?
And then I used to do, like, dinner. Like, that was, like, a really nice dinner kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Because I'd rather have an experience than, like, a physical, like, gift.
Yeah.
So, and then I bought for, like, his parents, and then I buy for my godfather, and then Yankee Swap stuff, like, two Yankee Swaps, and that's it. So it's a lot, but it's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad. So who's got any fun holiday plans this year or Christmas plans?
Nope.
No?
Pretty low-key.
I mean, that's what's nice about the holidays, at least. I was talking to Sean about this. Yeah, you just kind of, like, it's a reason to get together, have a couple beers, you know, visit with your friends, family, kind
of
relaxed. Yeah, everyone's home. Mm-hmm. So.
Exactly. We just go to Christmas Eve. It's just my dad's side, and we all pile into my Nana's tiny house, and it's really fun. And we do like a Yankee swap, and it's so cutthroat and hilarious, and we treat it like Family Feud. Every time one of my family members
are pretty cutthroat.
Yeah, they can be really fun.
Someone goes to grab a gift, we're all like, woo, yeah, go! Just like,
what's the strangest thing you've gotten at a Yankee swap?
Oh man, I always end up.
Or something that you got.
Hopefully, none of my family hears this.
Or got swapped out.
But
I forget what year he started.
Because I had one last year that was really strange.
What was it? I think you might have told me. Just goldfish?
It was a goldfish.
Or a goldfish
in the bowl. A real goldfish. I was like, oh my God, what am I thinking?
Yeah,
like,
what'd
someone
you do?
Traded out with me.
Okay. Like,
yeah. I'm trying to think. I've never had anything.
I always end up, we have an extended family member who comes, and like we don't see him a lot, so he doesn't do like the Secret Santa or anything. But he joins in the raffle, and he always brings this massive bottle of cheap wine. And I always get it. And I think I still have that. Like, I think 3 years in a row I've ended up
you
with it.
Have a collection
like,
of
this
cheap
is, yeah, like, I don't even want it. I'm sorry. Like, it's, I don't know. Sorry if you guys like cheap wine, but
no.
I just,
no.
It's
that
like.
It doesn't feel nice the next day.
It does. No, it doesn't. Especially, like, it's one of those, like, massive, like, two-buck chuck, like. Massive. I don't know.
I think I got a fruitcake one time. That was bad.
Yeah.
Or just disappointing.
Yeah.
That is kind of, yeah.
Or like raffle tickets or scratch tickets that are like aren't anything.
You could win off.
You could.
Mm-hmm. Potential.
Yeah, no. That's fun when it's like
a company. Scratch tickets are a big thing.
Is it?
Yeah. Because people will like put something small, but then they'll spend like more on scratch tickets and like put those in there.
Yeah.
I don't really care for that, but I do it anyways.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What about you with gifts? Are you done? Or who do you have to get gifts for? Like, how many?
Parents, my brother, Vanessa, my best friend, his wife.
Okay.
And they're my godson because they're coming up to visit the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was actually pretty
easy. That's fun, though. How old is he now?
He's 4.
Yeah. Like, shopping for a little...
Oh, I mean, that's the best part of shopping. Yeah. Shopping, going to Toys R Us is like a
blast. Yeah, that's like the best one.
Like, he's like the best gift of that. Yeah. It's like, I wish I had this.
Yeah, you could just go and buy like little toy cars and stuff. It sounds fun.
Kids are fun.
The toughest is my best friend and his wife. I don't know what the heck. We didn't know what the heck to get them. We're like putting our heads together.
Yeah.
Vanessa was easy.
Yep.
My parents are pretty easy. My brother's a piece of cake. It's just.
That's nice. I have my sister, and it's so difficult for me, like, because she buys the things that she wants.
Yep.
And then she's also super picky. So, like, what do you, I don't even know, like, I can't, like, pick out a purse for her or, like.
Gift card.
Yeah, so gift card, and then it's, like, impersonal, so I have to think of something to, like, go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, even though she's, like, probably the person I'm closest to in my family.
Yeah.
She's the hardest person to shop
for. Cards are tough too because you like it's that you're like, all right, don't know what to get you, but I care. But at the same time,
it's impersonal. Like,
and it's like it's also that money limit of like, I'm like, how much am I gonna skimp?
What can they actually get with this? Like, you get it like for a nice store, but then this like little gift card can only afford half a shirt, or do you get
hand them the gift card, then pay for the rest.
I got a gift card for Vanessa's parents because they redo their kitchen. I'm like, is this enough?
Yeah, that's nice. I typically accompany it with something. So like, if it's a gift card to like some store that's for a kitchen, I then would like put like nice like dish towels with it or something, like just so it's like tangible, I guess. I have my brother's fiance as well, which is very tricky because I don't know her very well. Like, she's always like, I only go home so often, and whenever I do, it's big family parties. So then her and I don't get that much like one-on-one time.
Your brother got engaged?
Yeah, yeah, he got engaged last Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, they're getting married next November at the top of Stratton Mountain because they're both like mountain bikers and. They're like match made in heaven. It's adorable. But yeah, so I love her. She's awesome. I just like, I don't get enough time with her to like be thoughtful. And I like being like really thoughtful with gifts. So
that's tricky.
I keep looking at your hat, Leslie, because I think it's your real hair on top. You can't see it, but Leslie has this winter hat on it, and like the pom pom looks like real hair.
I didn't even notice it. That's great.
And I'm like looking at it, I'm going like, that's
is it a ponytail?
That's not her hair color. It's like a couple shades lighter.
I never get hats with pom poms, but I just love this one.
Because
I don't know why.
It's deceptive. It's extremely deceptive.
Yeah, a little bit.
Another topic I had for today, Christmas. This is a really long-range, weird topic, but what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, goodness. I'm not a fan.
I had a discussion with someone last week about this, and, like, there's so many movies that aren't Christmas movies, but have, like, Christmas as a part of it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, goodness.
Like, Die Hard.
Like, 4.
Like, Die Hard? Wait, what?
That's a Christmas movie.
That's like a meme this year.
I mean, you like, think about like things that you see on TV during December. Those are qualified as Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. Like those, those ones. I have movies that I am sick of and get annoyed with.
Like what?
A Christmas Story.
No, I was going to just say because that's my all-time favorite.
It's because when I was younger, it was always on TV, 24 hours a day.
On Christmas.
So like, I just got annoyed with it.
We especially, just leave it on.
Yeah, especially if you like tune into it randomly, and it's like
you can pick it up.
I know it's good. I know it's a good classic.
I love it.
And I get to a point like Christmas Day, and I'm like, okay, can we change this yet? Like,
I think it's a guy thing. I think it's
a
guy movie. Like, I don't think girls appreciate it the way a guy
yeah, would. It is, and I do understand it. It is. It's like it's narrated by, like, the narration is just for, like, you get it.
I quote it all year round.
The dad. The dad's my favorite part of that movie.
I'm trying to think of a Christmas movie that I would like.
I have, like, top 4.
Go for it.
So, now they're all kind of across the board because they're all different. But, so, I quote the new Grinch all year round. Jim Carrey's Grinch. It's just like me and my cousins. It's like a thing. We all just like quote it all year round.
I like that.
And what's the other one? Christmas Vacation. I love that.
God,
Chevy Chase. That's a good one. Except I hate watching it when it's on TV because it's so censored and it's just like not the same.
And it makes it a different movie.
Love Actually. Some people are on the fence about Love Actually, but
is that
that's
Christmas?
The one?
Oh, it is. Yeah. A lot around Christmas.
I like I like Love Actually.
Well, that
I didn't realize the guy from The Walking Dead is the guy in Love Actually. That was one of the things I was like, huh?
And then the fourth I haven't watched it yet this year. Maybe I will tonight. If I'm in the mood for a good cry, which I'm not, is The Family Stone.
I don't know that.
Rachel McAdams, Diane Keaton.
Never saw it.
One of the Wilson brothers is in it.
I'm not taking your suggestions.
I know you're not. I'm not going to tell you.
She suggested Mother to me.
I didn't suggest it. I asked if you had seen it.
She said it was so good. It was crazy.
You had to do it once. You had to watch it once.
I had to. I didn't get it.
I had to explain it later.
She had to explain it, which now I do get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I needed someone to explain it to me.
Yep.
Not my fault. And I am horrified. It's going to take me months to get over that. So
it's okay. You should never have to see it again. You had to see it once. You don't see it again.
I did have to see it once. Have you seen it yet?
No.
I don't suggest.
Don't suggest.
He might get it.
It's wacky. You have to. And
he went to BC High. He might get
so
it.
So it's a.
Really?
Yeah, it has a religious meaning. Okay. And I know nothing about religion. So it just went right over my head. Okay. And by the end, I was like, that was the weirdest, trippy experience I've ever
had.
Which I saw with my boyfriend who went to BC. Yeah. Which if so someone, he knows the whole
if someone had just said at the beginning,
explained it to me.
If someone had just said at the beginning, it has to do with religion, I told you the moment that you would get it. There's a moment where you're like, oh, okay.
If you don't get it from that point,
when,
then you're
when you have religion classes for 4 years and 4 days a week,
I
you get it.
Yeah. So,
if you are religious, it's
her suggestions.
No, don't take that one.
I'm surprised no one
you
said
Elf. You have to say The Family Stone.
Why didn't anyone? No one said Elf.
And Lady Bird.
Oh, I do like Elf. Okay, you got me there.
I was waiting for that.
I like Elf. I do like Love Actually. Like, these are movies I would see not during Christmas, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, it's not like I go to watch, like, Christmas movies during Christmas. They kind of just
yeah.
I'm just curious.
Happen,
so, you know,
yeah.
They play a lot of, there's a lot of Christmas movies.
So is yours whatever?
Christmas Story.
Oh, okay.
Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. Love that. I could. I am one of those weirdos that has it on all day.
I know.
We do too.
Something about it. I think because I watched it as a kid, so I didn't get it. I think if I watched it, if I had never seen it before and watched it now, I would like it. But as a kid, it was just like creepy and weird. And
yeah, I was afraid of it when I was little.
Yeah, exactly.
I was horrified.
It was like this old. It's like this old man's voice with this little right. It's an older guy's voice.
Yeah,
with a little boy. And he's taught like in the subject
when the
matter.
Kid's tongue gets stuck to the pole. That scared the crap out of me.
I
know, but now I think it's funny. But I'm like,
yeah. So stuff like that, like
the Santa
when I was
part.
A kid, it,
horrified
it,
me, Santa.
If I saw it now, I'd never seen it before. I think I would like it, but because it was always on as a kid and I didn't get it and was creeped out.
My dad literally asked for a BB gun for Christmas, and I responded to his text and said, "You'll shoot your eye out. You'll shoot your eye out, kid."
Yep.
Oh boy.
I know Elf. See, there are movies I forget.
Yeah,
to
me
see
too.
A list.
Favorite Christmas song?
I don't like Christmas music.
Really?
Just like it's because it's the same songs every single year. Right?
I can't think about Christmas music too much, or I have like an existential crisis. So
wait, what?
Christmas music is such a weird concept. It's
it
like
is.
A genre arranged around like a holiday. It's like wait, but no one else does this. Like we know other
it
holiday.
It is. And the thing is, you can't make
like
new
around.
Like there's not
exactly.
new Christmas music.
That's
just
it. It's a bunch of covers.
It's just redo
and that's,
of it.
So like, how do you enjoy it when it's the same songs your entire life? Just redone.
I think I like them because then I don't get to listen to them all year round.
I like it because I like
years go by
weird
so quickly,
remakes
though.
of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I like. Like what's I'm trying to think like what was the last like?
There's no original new
popular
Christmas song. So.
When was the
Kelly Clarkson came out with a new one this year?
When was the most
she
like,
did.
Original new one?
I'll have that.
Christmas
I'll
Eve.
Listen.
Called
I'll
Christmas
listen.
Eve.
I'm trying to think.
Pretty good.
When's probably the last?
Love Actually has.
Oh yeah,
I like that one.
It's supposed to be hilarious. It's supposed to be terrible. Oh Christmas
god.
All around us.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
that's the point.
And then
I'm gonna play it.
I love I love Carrie Underwood's Do You Hear What I Hear? And I love Kacey Musgraves came out with the whole Christmas album. And it's so good.
It's like a top 10 list.
I do have a playlist going in the other room. what do you think I listen to all day? And that's...
Have you been in there listening to Christmas music?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
When I'm not editing, I have to have Christmas music goodness. Going.
So we've decorated the facility as well?
Yeah.
Or you guys decorate the facility?
I do like decorating.
Yes.
Yes, we can tell.
I was
going to say. MCT went all out this year. If you haven't been to the studio in the past month, last 3-4 weeks... The studio has been, the facility's been decorated to the, extensively.
It's so bad. That's what makes it so good. Can you hear it? I feel it
in my fingers. Oh, yeah.
I feel it in my toes.
And then it, like, charts, it's like a chart topper, and they're all like,
He's like,
And he's like, this is shit.
I have to bleep that out now. I'll bleep that out of the podcast.
So, I like the ones that are really bad.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That was, like, new, though.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Is there any other Christmas topics that we want to hit on today? Or are we good for today?
Do you have any favorite gifts as a child?
Oh, wow.
The best gift you've ever received.
Like under 15 or under, yeah. And then maybe, like, as an adult, a favorite gift.
Adult gifts.
Kid gifts. I think my favorite kid gift... Hold on.
I got mine, but I want to interrupt.
I can't think
of it. Oh, no, okay, what's yours?
I got a cat.
Oh, that is a good gift.
Yep. Except, so the whole thing where they say now, like, or I guess it would still apply back then, you're not supposed to adopt animals, like, at Christmas time. Like, they're so strict about it. So I think we got him from ASPCA, or, Animal Rescue League, and they made my parents take him home, like, December 18th. So they were like, well, and so they had, like, a kitten running around upstairs in my parents' room, and they, like, had to give him to us, like, the week before Christmas. They were like, they sent him home with us, so you have to have him now. So like, yay! But that was it, for a kid.
For a kid.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of my favorite Christmas gift as a kid. God, I don't remember.
I mean, I remember the feeling. Like, I remember those, like, that, like, surprise and happy, but the gifts, I don't know.
I'm trying to... What's...
I mean, I definitely, as an adult, or adult-ish, I was 21. I was just getting out of college, and my parents gave me an iPhone, so it was my first smartphone ever.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that, and, like, how they did it, we were done opening presents, and then I think my sister ran outside and hung it on the bird feeder. It was, like, all packed. And they, like, you know, messing around with me, like, oh, looks like Santa forgot one. And I'm like, what's going on, guys? They're like, ooh, Santa must have left a present outside. So, like, I went out and got it. I had no idea what was going on. It's, like, the littlest thing, but back then
I'm trying to think as a kid. I don't remember. Maybe my first set of golf clubs.
Oh.
I think that was pretty cool as, like, a 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. Or how old I was.
Yeah.
As an adult, definitely the I'm going to use the air quotes, inheritance from when my grandmother passed away. My dad didn't tell anyone. He was like, we're already done wrapping us, and my dad, like, leaves the room, comes in, he's like, oh, by the way, gives, like, my brother an envelope, and we're like, what's this? Like, my mom had no clue either.
Oh, wow.
And so it was like, okay. So it was just, like, very shocking.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, this is from,
Yeah, that's...
Which went to a bay window in my house, so it's like...
Nice.
That's very nice. Well used.
Well used.
Adults?
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah, I feel like as a kid, it was always, like, a lot of little gifts. And,
because my greatest adult gift was on my birthday, so I'm trying to think for Christmas. So, which was my Canon Rebel T6.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's exciting stuff.
I don't know for Christmas, though.
Yeah.
The bag I use every day, that's, like, 2 years old now, and I just looked at it today, and my leather tote bag, and I was like, this is great. I'm still using it, so.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I like gifts that, like, are usable. I'm a big fan of gifts that, like, you get a lot of use out of.
Yeah.
That's what all my gifts are this year, like, to everybody.
Doorbell. All right.
All right. Good job, everyone.
That's a wrap.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.